Tell me, you have three children.
Aye, boys.
How comes it that only two are baptized?
I like it not that Mr. Parrish should lay his hand upon my baby. I see no light of God in that man. I'll not conceal
it. I must say it, Mr. Proctor. That is not for you to decide. The man's ordained, therefore the light of God is in him.
What's your suspicion, Mr.
Hale? No, I have no
suspicion. I nailed the roof upon the church. I hung the door.
Did you? That is a good sign, then.
It may be. I have been too quick to bring the man to book, but you cannot think we ever desire the destruction of religion.
There is a softness in your record, sir, a softness.
I think maybe we have been too hard with Mr. Parris. I think so. But sure, we never loved the devil here.
Do you know your commandments, Elizabeth?
I surely do. There be no mark of blame upon my life. I am a covenanted Christian woman, Mr. Mm-hmm. Hay.
And you, mister?
I'm sure I do, sir.
Let you repeat them, if you will.
The commandments?
Aye.
Thou shalt not kill.
Aye.
Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods, nor make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain. Thou shalt not have any gods before me. Thou shalt remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Thou shalt honor thy father and mother. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image.
You have said that twice, sir.
Aye.
Adultery, John.
Aye. You see, sir, between the two of us, we know them all. I think it'd be a small fault.
Theology, sir, is a fortress. No crack in a fortress may be accounted small.
There be no love for Satan in this house, mister.
I pray it dearly. Well, then I'll bid you good night.
Mr. Hale, I do think you are suspecting me somewhat.
Goody Proctor, I do not judge you. My duty is to add what I may to the godly wisdom of the court. I pray you both good health and good fortune. Good night, sir.
I think you must tell him, John.
What's that?
Will you tell him?
I have not witness and cannot prove it, except my word be taken. But I know the children's sickness had not to do with witchcraft.
Not to do?
Mr. Parris discovered them sporting in the woods. They were startled and took sick.
Who told you this?
Abigail Williams.
Abigail? Abigail Williams told you it had naught to do with witchcraft?
She told me the day you came, sir.
Why did you keep?
I never knew until tonight that the world has gone daft with this nonsense.
Nonsense? Mister, I have myself examined Tituba, Sarah Good, and numerous others that have confessed to dealing with the devil. They have confessed it.
And why not? They must hang for denying it. There are them that will swear to anything before they'll hang. Have you never thought of that?
I have. Indeed. And you, would you testify to this in court?
I had not reckoned with going into court. But if I must, I will.
Do you falter here?
I falter nothing, but I wondered if my story would be credited in such a court. I am no fool, mister.
Proctor, let you be open with me now. I have a rumor that troubles me. It's said that you hold no belief that there may even be witches in the world. Is that true, sir?
I know not what I have said. I may have said it. I have wondered if there be witches in the world, although I cannot believe they come among us now.
Then you do not
believe. I have no knowledge of it. The Bible speaks of witches, and I will not deny them.
And you, woman?